For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. Montreal public health authorities are concerned about a possible proliferation of measles cases and are warning doctors to be on the lookout for people with measles symptoms. According to CBC, Montreal's public health agency has reached out to patients potentially exposed to measles after a woman infected with the virus visited two medical clinics in the city last week during the contagious period of her illness. All Montrealers experiencing symptoms are urged to call a healthcare facility and are advised to stay away from school, work, or any other social settings. Following the Quebec government's plans to increase the legal age of cannabis access to 21, the Quebec government introduced a new ad campaign aimed at focusing attention on the potential risks of non-therapeutic cannabis use. Targeting Quebec youth, the campaign employed exaggerated depictions of cannabis risks, including comically elongated necks and displaced ears, followed by taglines stating, "There's no way cannabis can do this, but the risks are real and it's not worth the risk." Many Canadians on social media criticized the exceptional depictions used in the ads. Some comments mentioned the fact that such campaigns are reminiscent of U.S. conservative anti-marijuana commercials and public service announcements from the 80s. Part of Civic Action, a civic engagement organization in Canada, the Diverse City Fellows program has been providing engaging programming for emerging and underrepresented community leaders. Due to the lack of diversity in Ontario's decision-making tables, the program has appointed 30 individuals from diverse cultures, enabling them to create change in their communities. Individuals are selected for their leadership abilities, authenticity, and community contribution. Among the newly appointed individuals of the program is a Syrian refugee chosen to consult employment opportunities for other newcomers. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.